Joining us right now is Andre Van Heerden. He's a director with Cloud 10 Pictures, and of course, you've seen some of his great work. The first one we talked about here on the year was the movie Deceived, and that featured Louis Gossett and Judd Nelson. And of course, we also had some of the folks from the other films on the show, like Corbin Burnson and Howie Mandel, from other films that Andre has directed for Cloud 10, which is still making some of the nicest pictures in the country. In a time where people are looking for a little bit of moral structure, you can find it with Cloud 10. Andre, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me on.
It's nice to have you on. How did you end up doing these faith-based films?
You know what, if you ask a lot of people in the film industry how they ended up where they are, it's usually a very different answer from everyone. For myself, it really was a marriage of two great loves. Being a Christian, you know, I love to tell stories and talk to people about God and that sort of thing. And also, I've always loved movies, even as a child. I loved that sort of storytelling. Could always relate a good story, could always tell you back a scene that I've seen or things like that. And so when I began working with Cloud 10 Pictures, and at that point it was This Week in Bible Prophecy, I was directing and producing and writing TV shows for them and documentaries. When they moved into feature films, they said, you know what, we've worked with other directors and there's always a lot of issues, and producer-director relationships can be very difficult. They're always strained. You're from two different worlds. But they got along well with me, and the first feature I directed, which was Revelation, starring Jeff Fahey and Carol Alt, it went really well, and it was a great experience. It did well for them. We reached a lot of people, and we never looked back from there. So that's how I ended up here, and it really has been a blessing.
And that was where I first began working with Cloud 10 as well, interviewing Jeff Fahey in studio and Carol Alt. And I loved the film, and I gave it a lot of thumbs up. And one of the ones that really made, from what I can see, a real dent in the film to people who are non-sectarian, people just out there looking for a good film, was the Left Behind movie, which is based on some books that sold really well. Mm-hmm. And I know that you co-produced that film.
I did. I have to say, you know, it's because of radio stations like yours supporting us and in doing the interviews and that sort of thing that people know about us. You can make a great movie, but if you don't let people know about it, if you don't share that, hey, you know, this is a decent movie and people should check it out, it doesn't go anywhere. And really that was the case with Left Behind. Because of the huge name of the book series, there was a real hunger for, you know, a movie version of the first book, Left Behind, and of the second book, Tribulation Force. And right now, the sales of those continue. We're over 5 million units for it. We have a deal with Sony right now because of the numbers of sales. And with our movies, usually with most movies, they come out, there's a big spike, and then the sales drop off. With our movies, they come out, they go up, and then they just kind of plateau, and the sales just keep going. And I think it's a real testament to the message that's there and the quality that's there, so that people, it's not a message that, you know, disappears. It's not something that's going to be dated in a little while. It still holds true. And with Left Behind, and, you know, as good actors, Kirk Cameron and his wife Chelsea Noble, Clarence Gilliard, Brad Johnson, and both that cast is in Left Behind and Tribulation Force, you can see the care and the investment of time and faith that went into making those movies.
And we had Kirk and Chelsea on the show to promote both films, and Kirk is a great guy, and everybody knows him from the TV show, but I mean, he's really got a lot of density to him, and
he's a genuine
substance.
Guy. He's wonderful.
Yeah, and these films are—they're great films. And I keep telling people that, you know, instead of renting crap that's in the Blockbusters, go ahead and buy one of these. We're actually going to give away some sets of these films, of all 9 films from Cloud 10, and lucky listeners are going to be able to win them by just going to the website and checking it out and writing us some spiritual material that we're going to put on the website. And it's just a great thing, and people should go out there and at the least rent them if you see them in your Blockbuster store.
It's fantastic to hear. Cloud 10 has always been about, and one thing that I always loved being part of them was that we weren't just going to preach to the converted or preach to the choir. It was a case of making a great story, entertaining story, with, you know, all the things you expect in Hollywood movies, great score, good acting, excitement, car chases, explosions, all that sort of stuff, and make it with a theme. And any great movie should have a theme. Any good movie should have a theme. It should have something to say, and it was a faith-based theme. So this is something that you can share to people and say, hey, this is a good movie. And what they take away from it may be, you know what, I haven't looked at these bigger questions. I haven't looked at whether what I believe about God or Jesus. And we, you know, ironically have a big following even in the horror community. There's a lot of people who just see these as great science fiction movies. And I'm amazed at how many people watch them and enjoy them who aren't Christians. And they say, yeah, they're really great movies. And by the way, does the Bible really say this? And those are the sorts of questions that we love to get.
Of course, gets people thinking. You know, and I know that you're a father of a couple of young daughters. I have a couple of children as well, a boy and a girl. And I'm concerned about what they see in the media. It just, you know, what's in their face is these messages of violence and promiscuity and all these role models they have that are negative. And it's kind of nice to kind of push them into something that's a little bit more positive. I would actually like to see some more Cloud 10 TV stuff coming out.
Toward kids. Yeah. What we really found is that, you know, it used to be that you'd get your truth, your knowledge, your stories from, you know, grandparents or parents telling you stories. And then maybe it was books and then maybe TV. Well, right now, the storytelling medium is our movies. And really, that's where a lot of people get their worldview. And when that worldview is skewed and it is not based on morality, is not based on, you know, family values and, you know, what made America great, what made our nations great and keeps families together, it's a scary thing. I find when I'm reading even children's books to my daughters, it's something they're talking about, you know, how the dinosaurs are billions of years old. As a Christian, I sit there and say, well, you know, that's not really the creation way. God created these animals. The earth is not that old, and here's the evidence that I can prove it. And it's one of the things I love about the Cloud 10 Pictures is that they can make this entertaining. They can make these worlds interesting. And some people may see them as science fiction, but you know what? If it gets them asking these questions, that's great.
And they're getting people like Academy Award winners like Louis Gossett Jr., and they're getting people like Corbin Burnson and Gary Busey and Margot Kidder and Howie Mandel. They're getting name stars that are participating in these films, which even make them more, you know, palatable to people who may not be there for the message.
It makes us a real movie. They really help us sell it to both foreign sales around the world, but to your regular viewing public. They see these faces, Judd Nelson, Mr. T, Corbin Burnson, who has a phenomenal performance in Judgment, and suddenly it's a real movie to them. And, you know, these actors, when they're approached with these scripts, they know it's a Christian movie, but they can't help but be part of it. They do a lot of movies that are, you know, just empty entertainment, and there's nothing really wrong with that, as long as, you know, it's not too out there. However, these movies, they always say, wow, this really challenged me. It's something I can show my family. It's something that I can be proud of and say later on, you know what, I did something with some redeeming value. And it's always nice to see them put their hearts behind that.
What are you working on now?
We are working on a few different scripts. As I mentioned, we now have a distribution agreement and an output agreement with Sony. And first and foremost, those Left Behind 3, which we're in heavy pre-production right now and planning to go into production in early 2005. So some great things going on there.
That's great. Andre Van Heerden, he's from Cloud 10, and you can go to Cloud 10, was it cloud10films.com?
Cloud 10 Pictures, all spelled out.
cloud10pictures.com, and you can check out their website. And, of course, if you go to pmpnetwork.com, you'll have a chance to win the entire film library of Cloud 10. It's coming up for a couple of our lucky listeners. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Take care.
Bye.
I've shot myself in the...